Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll get those in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A very good win for you guys. Bounce back after that tough JMU game and defeat a good Delaware team 31-17 and get to that eighth win. Give me your impressions on the victory and what impressed you with your team's effort.
Well, I think what you just said was, on the tip of my tongue. It was a big win for us. It was certainly a bounce-back win for us after the JMU game. We had won, I think, 12 straight at home heading into last week's game against JMU. The win got us to 8, and I've always believed that that is a magic number here, and was very excited to get to 8 here before the end of the season, having to get it on the last week of the season. I was impressed with Delaware and their players and their coaching staff. I thought they played hard for 60 minutes, for the full 60. I thought they came down here to win the game. They didn't play to kind of keep it close. I think they played to win it. They were well coached. They took an early lead, made a couple of critical calls early. They faked a field goal, took a couple chances. But I was really proud of how our team responded. We never panicked. And throughout the course of the game, I think we were committed to winning. We were committed to finishing. Offensively, we were really explosive. I think we had 12 explosive plays in the game. Brian Brown was rare, special, in terms of what he did. Also was Kyle and his ability to distribute the ball. And defensively, we were as disruptive as we've been in a long time. We were batting balls. We were in the backfield. We were playing the ball in the air. And all those things were a huge factor in us securing victory. And it was a very good CAA football game.
You touched on Brian's performance. It seems like the 100-yard mark is just become commonplace for him, but as you said, some spectacular catches and the big thing, getting over 1,000 yards for a third straight season, something that is rarely done. Just talk about how difficult that is to do and how special that accomplishment is.
Well, it's extraordinary to be able to do that. It just shows you his skill set and his athleticism and his commitment, his durability, so all those things are special. I think he's done it with three different offensive coordinators, which is unique. Our style of play, I think, does allow for a guy like Brian to be able to get down the field, play action shots, and that's kind of how we've been, running our offense here the last 3 years. So, it is a little unique that he's had three different coordinators that he was playing under here. And that we've been able to find ways to continue to utilize his skill set. But he's a special human being. He's a great role model here for us as a student athlete, and he's a really gifted wide receiver.
We're here with Richmond head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Leah.
Your question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times.
Coach, tight end Gareth Hudson has really come on here recently. I wonder if you could explain his emergence and how you got to him. North Carolina was his first stop, obviously.
I'm struggling a little bit to think of the timeline, but we knew that he was on the market when there was a coaching change down there in Chapel Hill. Their style was changing a little bit. They were getting away from, a tight end-centered kind of an offense, so they were devaluing the position a little bit. So that was kind of how we got involved initially. And then I think late in the year last year, he started to really come on. He was injured a little bit here at the beginning of last year and kind of struggling through some foot, ankle kind of injuries, and kind of hit his stride later in the season, had a huge play up at North Dakota State last year in a playoff game. And then he and Kyle have really had a really special rhythm and relationship in terms of throwing the ball to the tight end. So he's very talented. Midweek, John, I don't know if he was going to play. He was overcoming a significant ailment, and we weren't sure if he was going to play Saturday. But as the week progressed, you know, he got better and better, and he showed a lot of character out there Saturday and certainly made some big plays for us, and he's got an awful lot of talent.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And we've touched on the offense, and but defensively, as you touched on, able to slow down Delaware's running game, which has been so effective, even with some guys banged up, and Omar Howard has kind of been in the middle of that. 10 tackles and a forced fumble in that game on Saturday. With some of the injuries you've suffered on that side of the ball, how important has he been as sort of as a leader to your defense and holding them together?
Yeah, no doubt. I would say Winston Craig and Omar Howard have kind of been the glue here. And, you know, fortunately, they've been able to participate here in all the games, all 10 games, and have played extremely well. And I thought, I don't want to say his best, because Omar's had some really good games here, but he really, really looked good out there Saturday against Delaware. He was in good rhythm. He tackled well. He was very disruptive. And I do think that, you know, he for us, he was our defensive player of the game, and we offer those awards, offense, defense, and special teams, after every victory, and he did win that for us here this past weekend.
You head on the road to William and Mary on Saturday. As you started to break down William and Mary, what impresses you with them on both sides of the ball?
Well, I'm always impressed with what I see with William and Mary. I just have great respect for Coach Laycock and what he has done there and what he has meant to William and Mary football. To CAA football. I've been in the state of Virginia here 16 years, at UVA for five, Liberty for six, here at Richmond. And, you know, Coach Laycock has always been one of the premier coaches, you know, in this state. And, you know, to me, they always look a lot more similar than different. And I think defensively, they give you a lot of different things to deal with. They're willing to create a number of different blitz patterns and coverage variations that it's a little hard to just kind of square peg them and say this is what they are. And then offensively, they use their weapons. And I know they've had some guys, you know, injured at the receiver position, but they know how to use their people. They know how to use their roster, and they know how to call the game offensively. And I kind of think, you know, over the years, they've done a really good job against us in terms of, you know, scheming us a little bit and finding some chinks in our structure, you know, offensively or defensively. And then beyond all that, it's just a really, really special game. I listened to Coach Talley talk about the Villanova-Delaware game and going back to Tubby Raymond and all those thoughts and stories. And, you know, this is a big rivalry game. This is an exciting game. This is a fun game. We're certainly looking forward to going down there this week and competing.
We talked a lot today about all the good running backs in this league, and Kendall Anderson is certainly one of them. What are some of the keys to trying to stop him, and what has impressed you when you watch him on film?
Well, he runs really hard. I mean, he's a very, very competitive football player. And I know it's important to him. And, you know, he has certainly had, you know, good performances, you know, against us. And, you know, I was kind of tracking their game a little bit last week, probably on my cell phone. You know, I was kind of getting ready for our game, and I just couldn't believe I just kept giving them the ball over and over and over. I'm counting carries. I think it was 28 or something by the time I headed out to the field. And, you know, so when you have a guy like that, you know that he can handle it. And that's not an easy thing to do, you know, to be able to know that you can get 30 touches in a game. And with this being the last game of the year, you know, I don't think there's any limitations on what they will or can do with Kendall. So we're going to have to be ready to fit him up really good and minimize the space, the running lanes, and then we're going to have to tackle well.
All right, Danny, thanks for your time today. Look forward to talking to you as the playoffs go along, and appreciate everything all season long.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.